Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're walking through one of the most practical guides on the site, how to become a real estate agent in New South Wales.
And if you've been Googling this and getting confused by all the class numbers, you are not alone. The system actually makes a lot of sense once someone lays it out clearly.
That's exactly what this article does. NSWS has a 3-class license system, class 3 at the bottom, class 1 at the top. You don't jump in at the top. You build up through the classes as you gain experience.
So let's start at the beginning. If someone is brand new to real estate, what are they looking at?
Class 3. That's the assistant agent. You complete what's called the certificate of registration, which is 5 units, and then you apply to NSW Fair Trading for your Class 3 certificate.
5 units? That's not a massive commitment.
It's the entry point for a reason. And once you have it, you can get onto the floor and do real work. Selling and leasing, but you work under the supervision of a licensed agent while you're getting your feet under you.
Which is actually a good setup. You're not thrown in on day one with full legal responsibility.
Exactly. You're learning on the job, earning while you learn. And the supervision structure means there's someone more experienced in your corner.
Okay, so you've got your class 3, you've put in some time on the floor. What's the next step?
Class 2. That's the agent license. You complete the CPP 41419 Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, which is 18 units, and you meet the practical experience requirements set by NSW Fair Trading.
So there's a real jump in units there. 5 at Class 3, 18 at Class 2.
Right. And the difference in what you can do is significant. As a Class 2 agent, you can list, sell, and lease in your own right. You're not working under supervision anymore.
That's a real shift. You're operating independently.
Most people reach Class 2 after spending time as a Class 3 on the floor. The article links to a specific guide on that upgrade path if you want the detail.
And then Class 1 is the top of the system.
Yes, licensee in charge. That's the CPP 51122 Diploma of Property, 12 units. It covers the business knowledge, trust accounting, and supervision skills you'd need to actually run an agency.
Trust accounting is not something most people think about when they're first getting in.
It becomes very important once you're at the level where you're managing an office. A Class 1 can supervise other agents, manage the office, and takes on the legal responsibility for how the agency operates.
So if your goal is to own or lead an agency, Class 1 is where you're heading.
That's it. The article puts it plainly. Class 1 is the destination if you want to own or lead.
There's a point in the article I want to flag because I think people miss it. The qualification and the license are two separate things.
Really important distinction. Archer Institute issues the qualification, the nationally recognized cert or diploma. NSW Fair Trading issues the certificate or license that lets you legally work. You need both, and they are separate steps.
So you finish your study, you get your qualification from Archer Institute, and then you go to NSW Fair Trading separately to apply.
Yes, and the article is clear. Always confirm current requirements directly with NSW Fair Trading before you apply. Requirements do get updated, and you want to be working from the current version.
What about once you're licensed? Is there ongoing study?
There is. Annual CPD, set by NSW Fair Trading. Archer Institute delivers that online and self-paced as well, and the article says most people get through it in a day.
That's very manageable.
The whole system is designed to be. The Class 3 course at Archer Institute is online and self-paced, so you can study while you're still in your current job.
All right, for someone listening right now, what is the one thing they should do?
Work out which class matches where you are. New to real estate? Start with Class 3. Already a Class 3 with time on the floor? Look at the Class 2 upgrade. Aiming to run an agency? Aim for Class 1. Then, make a start.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, with links to each specific course.
It is. And if you want to talk it through before you enroll, Archer Institute has an Australian-based team you can call on 1-800-069-273. They offer nationally recognized training, online and self-paced, so you can fit it around your life.
That's the Archer Institute blog and audio. Good luck out there.